This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 32. Chapter 32 is a rather short chapter. Start with hostes, but the enemy. Poste aquam, after. Censurunt, they sensed, they realized, they became aware of. De perfectione aorum, of their departure. Ex nocturno fremente, because of the nocturnal noise. Vigiliisque, and their wakefulness. Collocatis insidiis, with ambushes having been placed by Pertito in two parts, in Silvis, in the woods. Opportuno aquae oculto loco, in a suitable concealed place. Milibus passum cerciter duobus, about 2 miles away. Romanorum adventu expectabant. They were waiting for the arrival of the Romans. Et cum se major pars agmenis de missisit, when the greater part of the column had descended. Literally, this would be when the greater part of the column had sent itself down, but you can just say had descended. And magnum convalem, into a large valley. Subito se ostenderunt, suddenly they showed themselves, ex ultra quae parte eius valles, from either side of that valley. Novissimos quae primere quaeperunt, for the next 3 infinitives you got to go to quaeperunt. They began to press the most recent men. So this is the rear guard, those in the rear. And primos prohibere ascensu, and to block the first from the ascent, or from ascending. Atque proelium committere, and to engage in battle. Iniquissimo loco, in a place most unfavorable, nostris, for our men. So that nostris there is your dative with a special adjective, and it's unfavorable to whom? To our men. And so these are the tactics that Ambiorix is using. He all of their troops catch the Romans in the bottom of the valley, and so they come down at them. They're fighting downhill. The Romans are having to fight uphill, so it's just a huge disadvantage. And like he said, it's a place very unfavorable, or most unfavorable, for our men.